What is your name?
Martha Marshall Baker.
When did you join the Denver unit of WOSL?
1972, I believe it was. 1972.
Were you in the service?
Yes.
What branch?
Army Nurse Corps.
Why did you come in the service?
Well, I was looking for a change from civilian nursing. I'd only spent 6 months in the civilian life, and I heard about the Army, and I thought I'd like to see what it's about.
What did you do before you came in the Army?
I worked as a nurse for 6 months.
What particular jobs did you have in the service?
I started as general duty, and after 1 year, I changed my specialty to operating room nursing. And this was my primary duty until the last 6 years of active duty, wherein I spent time in supply, central supply, and my final years was in administration, as supervisors, evening and night supervisors.
How long were you in the Army?
20 years.
What kind of duty did you have overseas? Where did your travels?
Oh, my travels, my first overseas assignment was Germany. Fantastic assignment. My next overseas assignment, it was Hawaii, but I was out of the continental United States. And I spent 13 months in Korea and 5 years on the island of Okinawa and 1 year in Vietnam.
Where were you stationed in Vietnam?
At Long Bend.
What kind of housing did you have in general in the Army?
Overall, I felt that it was adequate. I felt that my first overseas assignment, I was surprised at the type of housing we had, and I was a bit disappointed when I left Germany and returned to Letterman to find that our housing was not quite up to the same standards as it was overseas, but it was adequate.
How did you feel about the medical care that you received?
Excellent. No complaints.
What kind of uniforms did you wear?
When I joined the Army, I must say I was terribly disappointed to have to wear, it was called a taupe uniform. Pictures I had seen was of the pink and green, and that's what I envisioned myself wearing. And I forgot the length of time that we wore the taupe, but it was a brown uniform, and many styles, many articles that could be worn with this uniform, but to me, it was unattractive. And then came the green uniform and other variations of green uniforms, and I am still wearing a uniform today, and I'm very proud of it.
Can you tell me, relate a couple of experiences that you thought were particularly appropriate or exciting or funny to you when you were in the service?
Oh, now that you ask me, I can't really think of it. There's been so many, but one of the most prominent in my mind, I think that I'll always remember, is being in Okinawa and watching a patient progress from the time he was sent to Camp Kui for his treatment to be returned to the United States. This was a 19-year-old young man who was interested in the priesthood, who lost all of his limbs except his right arm. And I visited him on the ward, and I found out the most important thing to him would have been to have his hair washed. I worked in supply, and I was able to ask the nurses permission to take him down to our department, wash his hair, and I found that meant so much to him. This was at a time when all the wards were overcrowded with patients, so of course the nurses and the staff didn't have all the time to give these patients. Well, anyway, this progressed, continued for about 2 weeks. Soon it was time for him to depart. The day that he was departing was on a Sunday, and he was so nervous, and he said, oh, if I could just have my hair washed, I did this. And he said, will you make sure you come to the ward before I depart? As it happened, when I returned, he was on the bus waiting evacuation to Hickam to be evacuated to the States. I boarded the bus, and there he was on the lower level. And when I came near him, he beckoned to me, and with his one arm, he just placed it around my neck, and he kissed me. I mean, that was it's something I'll just never forget. And of course, I did hear from this young man after he returned to the States, and I think he adjusted real well to his the things that happened to him. But I don't know what has happened since. But there's been so many experiences, things that I would never trade my lifetime for what I did in the service.
When you first went in the service, what was the biggest adjustment you had to make?
Oh, I can't say I had any adjustment at all. I just found it exciting. It was a far cry from what I had done as a civilian all my life. It just seemed to open all doors and avenues, the people I met. I trained in a multi-story hospital medical center complex, and my first assignment was Fort Dix, a sprawling cantonment type building. But that didn't seem to matter. It was just the people I was caught up with being in the Army Nurse Corps.
What did you do after you left the Army?
For 5 years, I did nothing much except volunteer. I became a Denver a tour guide at the Denver Botanic Gardens. I worked with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. I did some volunteer work in schools as a school nurse, as a school aide. And I did work for six weeks training for Blue Cross Blue Shield. And then at the end of the 5 years, I was asked if I'd like to teach ROTC. Of course, I knew nothing about ROTC, but the person that asked said, well, you can learn. And I have been involved with Junior ROTC, the Junior ROTC program, for now almost 11 years.
What has being a member of WOSL meant to you?
I enjoyed meeting the ladies from the different services, the different walks of life that had served overseas, and I found that we had so much to share and relate to. But I must say that I've lost a great deal of it by being caught up in the job that I have, that I cannot give it the time and continue with meetings and being involved as I should. But I feel that it's a worthwhile experience.
Thank you very much.